Society's ongoing struggle against substances deemed unfit and the people who use and market them have been captured in art and literature for centuries. But is William Hogarth's Gin Lane a simple message proclaiming a country's distrust of this foreign and seductive product? Or do deeper messages lurk on the ravaged street of Gin Lane? The 1751 engraving is set in the parish of St. Giles, where it is obvious the only people not falling into the rut of poverty are those whose livelihoods support the gin industry. Where, in Hogarth's piece Beer Street, the citizens are shown holding the tools of their trades, the citizens of Gin Lane are shown selling their tools to the pawnbroker. With three corpses visible, and many other figures near the same fate, the coffin-making industry seems to be in a morbid upturn. All other buildings are falling apart, except for the steeple of St. George's Church of Bloomsbury, forming a distorted cross with the pawnshop sign. Indeed, it seems that while in the poem below the image describes gin twisting through the veins of the drinker, truly, during the gin epidemic of the 1750s, it pulsed through the veins of the slums themselves. The vitals it preys upon are the businesses, the economic foundation of a community. In the fourth line, it steals not the lives of those brawling in the streets, but the lives of the children who are seen dying throughout the engraving. Life and innocence are stolen by the seductive power of gin. Infanticide was incredibly prevalent during the gin epidemic, and there have been many documented cases of caretakers murdering their toddlers for their clothes to purchase the substance. The piece is one of many contrasts. The religious symbolism, surrounded by blatant sin, the young dying alongside the old. The pieces Gin Lane and Beer Street provide two contrasting views of 18th century England. The prospering, literate, and gluttonous citizens of Beer Street, who in their glasses see greed-filled endeavors, against the citizens of Gin Lane, who pacify the pain caused by poverty the only way they know how, by continuing to drink gin. This has been a Bulldog podcast by Katie Connard.